Have you ever stood in a room filled with clutter, feeling completely overwhelmed, and wondering why you just can't seem to get organized like normal people? What if your struggles with clutter have nothing to do with character flaws and everything to do with your unique brain wiring? The revolutionary insight behind the Clutter Connection is simple yet profound. Being organized doesn't mean changing who you are. It means designing systems that work with your natural tendencies rather than against them. For years, I believed I was simply bad at organizing. The turning point came when I discovered that being less organized actually made me more organized. By abandoning complex systems that never worked with my ADHD brain and embracing simple open baskets with labels, I finally found success. This wasn't just about finding a better storage solution, it was about aligning my environment with how my brain naturally works. After helping thousands of families, I identified organizing styles along two spectrums: visual abundance versus simplicity, whether you need to see belongings or prefer them hidden, and organizational abundance versus simplicity, whether you prefer detailed subcategories or broader groupings. These spectrums create four distinct organizing personality types. Butterflies love visual abundance with organizational simplicity. They need to see belongings but thrive with macro categories. Bees prefer visual abundance with organizational abundance. They want items visible but meticulously categorized. Ladybugs crave visual simplicity with organizational simplicity. They need everything hidden away in simple systems. Crickets desire visual simplicity with organizational abundance. They want items out of sight in detailed categories. Understanding your clutterbug type is key to creating systems that work with your natural tendencies. The most reliable indicator of your organizing style isn't personality, but which systems actually work for you. We become organized not by changing who we are, but by working with our natural strengths. Butterflies are creative, big-picture thinkers who need to see their belongings to remember them, feeling anxious when items are hidden away. For them, visually abundant spaces with simple organizing solutions work best. A single, clear bin with a large label is more effective than multiple specialized containers. While finding things might take slightly longer, simplified storage increases the likelihood of items being put away. Consider Bob, who hung coats on banisters despite having a closet and accumulated paper piles throughout his home. This wasn't laziness. He needed visual systems matching his style. His transformation came through visible storage, where items were used: hanging file folders by the door for mail, hooks for coats, clear labeled containers for bathroom items, and open shelving instead of dressers. Bees are detail-oriented visual organizers who also prefer to see their belongings. While they thrive with order and structure, their perfectionism often leads to procrastination and clutter problems. Bees struggle not from disorganization, but from perfectionism and emotional attachment to possessions. They see items for potential value rather than current utility. My friend Jessica filled her craft room with clutter because her perfectionism prevented decision-making. She couldn't part with items without knowing the perfect way to dispose of them. Creating a maybe pile helped her bypass paralyzing indecision and focus on what she definitely wanted to keep. Ladybugs are outgoing, yet neurotic about their spaces, craving visual simplicity with everything hidden from view. They need extremely simple organizational systems. As a ladybug myself, I need organizing to be as effortless as shoving items in a drawer. My breakthrough came when I abandoned detailed systems for simpler, big-picture solutions. My client Linda spent hours tidying without designated places for items. During a closet makeover, I replaced her detailed organizing boxes with simple macro sorting in larger containers. Though initially skeptical about this less attractive approach, Linda found it perfectly matched her quick toss-and-hide tendencies. Ladybugs aren't lazy. They simply need systems designed for their natural style that prioritizes speed over precision. Crickets embody the classic organizer archetype. They crave visual simplicity with muted colors and minimal visible clutter, defined by perfectionism and a desire to do things the right way. Most organizing systems are designed for cricket brains, which naturally categorize in detail. However, overthinking often paralyzes crickets with questions about where to start, and their fear of failure creates perfection paralysis, choosing inaction rather than risking mistakes. Living with different clutterbug types creates challenges. Crickets maintain tidiness but expect others to follow suit. Bees need visual systems but may overwhelm with detailed categorization. Butterflies require everything visible, clashing with those preferring visual simplicity. Ladybugs hide everything, often including others' belongings, frustrating visual organizers. The key is compromise and designated spaces. Crickets need personal areas for their detailed systems. Visual organizers, bees, butterflies, need open shelving, hooks, clear containers, and visual command centers in shared spaces. Hidden organizers, ladybugs, crickets, need storage solutions that keep surfaces clear. For ladybugs, homeless clutter bins help them relocate items while making belongings findable for others. Never disturb a cricket's piles or a bee's categorized collections. These are their coping strategies. Instead, help create good enough systems like labeled baskets to contain items and serve as visual reminders. With communication and compromise, even opposite organizing styles can coexist peacefully. Organization begins with simple daily tasks that become habits, gradually expanding to daily, weekly, and monthly goals. Small successes compound over time, creating significant changes and life control. To achieve more time, money, and happiness, we must first master what we currently have, completing each level before advancing to the next, like in video games. My transition from nonprofit management to stay-at-home motherhood was jarring. Despite professional competence, I became a hot mess mommy. The solution came when I treated my home like a business with myself as CEO. Getting dressed each morning boosted my energy, while creating a simple daily schedule provided accountability. By approaching homemaking with professional discipline, my routines became second nature, allowing me to accomplish more while feeling I had more free time. After believing himself lazy for 43 years, Bob finally found systems that worked with his natural organizing style, allowing him to let go of his slob story. Similarly, Christina, a retired teacher with a cricket organizing style who needed to micro-categorize everything, solved her struggles by macro-organizing teaching supplies in basement shelving while keeping only client-specific baskets in her office. Remember, you are incredible just as you are. You can have an organized home without changing your personality. As Einstein said, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its life believing that it is stupid. Traditional organization is the tree, but there is another way, your way. By embracing your natural organizing style rather than fighting against it, you'll experience the freedom of spaces designed for your unique brain. Organization isn't about perfection, but creating systems that support the life you want to live.